You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour has arrived, and we appreciate you being here. If you were watching television last night, you saw our next guest shine, especially in the second half as the Gators went on a tear, knocking off the number 2-ranked Tennessee Vols. And Colin Castleton had 20. He has helped the Gators come back from a slow start to begin the season, winning 6 out of the last 8 as they head to Kentucky. Colin, thank you for joining us. It's been a busy day after a long night. Congratulations. I hope you're feeling well today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, definitely a long day.
Well, let's talk about last night. You had the highly regarded Vols in town, and game was back and forth, and you guys went on a tear. What happened in that second half?
Yeah, you know, we started off the first half with a good run. We came out hitting shots, playing good defense, and they fought back. You know, that's why they're the number 2 team in the country, very well coached. And, you know, they clawed their way back, hit some timely shots, and they went on a big run. And it was kind of just back and forth from there. But I think the biggest turning point was when we were down 6, we kind of just rallied together. And we just played in desperation mode and just clawed back to get the win.
This is certainly a critical time of the season. We're in February, and everyone in college basketball understands that, Colin. But as you get the sense of this team, let's not forget Todd Golden in his first year, winning a lot of praise for the way this team has turned around. How do you approach it? I know it's cliche to say one game at a time, especially with Kentucky, but how do you describe what needs to happen right now to make the push toward March?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, it's been definitely an up and down year. We've had some good wins, a couple losses that we can't get back. But the biggest thing here on out is winning. You know, we got to win games. We got to come together, focus on all the little details, come in every day with the right mindset. And I think we can continue to keep winning games. That's the biggest thing. You know, we all want to make the tournament. So being able to win games is the goal.
Let's talk a little bit about Coach Golden. Highly regarded, obviously. He wouldn't have gotten the job otherwise. But you were in an interesting spot. You transferred in from Michigan a couple of years ago. You could have left. Sometimes players do that when a new coach comes in. Talk about the interaction you had with him and what made you stay.
Yeah, you know, he's just a great guy, younger guy. You know, he relates to players a lot. He played college basketball at St. Mary's. And he just has an energetic vibe that everybody loves to be around. Every day he has the same mindset, a great approach. He's always smiling, giving us confidence, and he believes in every single one of us on the team. So when he got the job, we just had a connection. We started talking. I didn't know what I was going to be doing, if I was going to go the next level or, you know, decide to go somewhere else because of my shoulder. I had surgery this past offseason, but, you know, we clicked it off. We have a good relationship, and we've, you know, just been building on that since I met him. But, you know, he's an amazing coach. Everybody loves playing for him. And, you know, he has as much energy as we do when we play. So that's something you love looking over at the bench and seeing.
Colin, I know it's not a new saying, but, I mean, he barely looks old enough to be the coach. He looks like he could be on the team, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely gets that a lot, for sure. He's a younger coach, so definitely gets the jokes. But, you know, he's serious, and he's very mature about his approach. So we all look up to him and listen to everything he says.
You said something interesting about deciding to stay. Let's go back a couple of years. You grew up down there. You went to Michigan. So many players are moving around, and those of us lay people don't really understand it. But take us into your mindset. You're at a school, big name school, of course, and you make the decision to head near where you grew up. Well, what went into all that?
Yeah, I was at Michigan for 2 years. You know, I really loved my time there. It's a great academic school. Played for two amazing historical coaches in Coach Beilein and Juwan Howard. And, you know, I don't regret anything about, you know, going to University of Michigan. I loved every second of it. I learned so many things. But when COVID hit, I kind of just made the decision to just, you know, come closer to home, be around my family. And, you know, the decision obviously worked out for the better. But I really love my time at the University of Michigan. I still talk to my former teammates. A lot of those guys are at the next level or, you know, working new jobs and having new opportunities. So, you know, I love my time there, but, you know, I love putting on that Florida jersey, being from this state, and, you know, everybody just, you know, supporting me and giving me that positive encouragement.
I mean, college basketball obviously is become a national, if not a global sport, but how would you compare and contrast playing in the Big Ten, which is considered one of the toughest conferences around, as the SEC is? Is there much difference night to night?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was the transition of the pace of play. You know, I think the SEC is a lot faster. You get up and down quicker. It's just quicker actions on offense, and just being able to guard the pick and roll is something that's, you know, really pivotal in the SEC. In the Big Ten, you know, there's a lot more coaches who play methodical and don't run as fast, but they have a lot of, you know, great play callers. But that's probably the biggest thing for me is just the pace of play, change of pace on defense and offense, and knowing, you know, if you're going to play 35, 36 minutes a night, you're going to have to go as hard as you can because you're going to be running up and down the court as hard as you can the whole time. So,
I mean, you're obviously a very physical player, rebounding, block shots. I can understand how that would be applicable in the Big Ten with a little more slower play. How do you adjust to where you are now? Or, I mean, you've obviously adjusted quite well, but how has that adjustment gone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just, you know, with maturity and growth in my body, when I was at Michigan, I wasn't as much weight. I was like probably 2-something, 220, 225, 230. So just being able to gain more weight when I transferred and knowing that physicality is the name of the game. You know, even in the SEC, it's super physical. Every single night, you're going to get one of the most physical teams in the country, like we just played Tennessee. So just knowing that you got to take care of your body, do recovery, and just get the right weight on you and be as strong as possible. That was my biggest goal when I transferred because I knew when I came back to Florida, I was going to have an opportunity to play well.
You played at K-State the other night, and it didn't get probably enough attention around the country, but I know it did down there. But Keontae Johnson on that team, and everyone was so concerned about his health a couple of years ago, and it put a shock in really every basketball fan in America. What was that like to see him and catch up with him again, even in a competitive situation?
Man, it was awesome. I still get goosebumps whenever I watch, you know, Keontae play. He's just an amazing person, amazing human. Everybody knows him, knows all the stuff he went through day in and day out. And just being able to see him play basketball again is, you know, there's nothing more that I want to see. You know, he's happy. Anybody who sees him playing, you know, he's smiling and he's, you know, super, super energetic and has great energy and vibes about him. So being able to see Keontae do what he loves, and that's playing basketball, there's nothing more I could ask for. And, you know, I'm going to continue to support him. You know, we stay in contact, and just seeing him succeed is all I care about.
Colin, before you go, I mean, every night is a battle in the SEC, whether you're home playing a team like Tennessee or going anywhere on the road. But Saturday night's prime time. It's one of the featured games of the weekend at Rupp. What does that mean to you playing a team like Kentucky and especially in a critical situation for all of you?
Yeah, definitely, you know, a big game. You know, we know they're playing well. We're playing well. And we got to bring it. You know, it's going to be on the road. We know Rupp gets as loud as any place in America. Kentucky has a huge and big fan base that brings it every night when they're on the home court. So, you know, they're a physical team as well, just like Tennessee. And we got to be ready to lock in on all the details and go in there, you know, into Kentucky with the right mindset to try to get a win.
Colin, thanks for dropping by. It's so cool for all of us to get some insight into what all of you young players are doing every night. Thanks. Thank you, and congratulations again on the season and last night.
Thank you. Appreciate it for having me.
Oh, you bet. What a treat it was. Colin Castleton from the University of Florida joining us after a 20-point game against the Volunteers. We take a break. We're back with more of your phone calls right after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
It's on
Hello.
A Thursday night. AJ is up next. Hello to you.
Good afternoon, Paul. Hey, who would have ever, what does NIL stand for, Paul?
Name, image, and likeness.
No, sir. That's where you've been misinformed.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Leading. You tell me, AJ. I forgot. You are the all-knowing.
It means Nick is losing, Paul.
No. How can
Nick
you say that?
Nick is losing. Hey, who would have ever thought that Tom Brady and Nick Saban would have something in common in 2023.
And what is that?
Nope. Nobody wants to play with them. Nick's got all them horses in the stable, Paul, and he has
AJ
to saddle them up.
AJ, the man just had the best recruiting class he's ever had, and he's been number one 10 times.
Without a coach, without any coaches.
Yeah.
And without a quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
Clearly, it matters. I mean, the most important position on the field.
Well, first of all, he's got a guy that started a game last year. He's got a 5-star quarterback from a year ago who was one of the top 20 players in the country. And he's got a 5-star quarterback that just came in.
He had a Heisman Trophy winner last year, and you know what happened?
Well, that Heisman Trophy. Let me tell you what happened. That Heisman Trophy winner did enough to win a national championship. The defensive side of the ball gave the games away.
Oh, now you didn't like the ifs and the ands and the more buts and more last week or the last month.
Well, if the defensive coordinator had had a brain, they wouldn't have blown the Tennessee game. They would have been alert in the LSU game, and that would have put in those two games were the whole season.
Well, I tell you what, you know what Nick reminds me of right now?
What's that?
Today in 2023? He reminds me of that high school girl that had the curly hair and the Coke bottle glasses, the pigeon toes and the buck teeth.
Right.
And red curly hair over there. Nobody wanted to dance with him, Paul. Nobody wants to dance with him. He's looking for somebody to just go to the dance with me. Please, just go to the dance with me. I mean, what is Alabama coming to?
AJ, I find myself defending the indefensible with you.
You're giving away that you're a deep-down Alabama fan, Paul.
You got me. You busted me.
We got you at the poker table.
You've exposed me. Underneath all of this is a Crimson Superman outfit.
That's exactly right. Well, we always knew it. We always knew it, but we forgive you. Hey, on a serious note, though, I want to give a shout out to my longtime buddy of mine over 30 years. His son's a senior pitcher at Auburn. We want to wish him the best of luck. and we want to let them know that we love them, and we want to we're hoping and expecting to see them back in the World Series this year.
And, I hear you.
Looking for the major league contract because it'll be coming.
Now, AJ, you do realize that you're probably going to get legend.
Oh, well, I mean, I got to eat on Legend yesterday, but there wasn't very much meat on the bone, so I thought I'd call in today and get the real Legend in Nick Saban. I've got a high value of respect for Nick Saban. I just, you know, I bleed blue and orange, so, you know, it doesn't matter. I love the nail in that coffin.
Well,
the dynasty coffin. I love every hammer of that nail going in because, you know what? The freeze is on. The freeze is on down here at Auburn. So the bottom line is you can take this like those guys say all the time about, mark my word, record this. Auburn will beat Alabama this year. War Eagle, Paul.
Cheerleader in Birmingham is up next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to listen to that. You know, there's some people that talk and want to, you know, argue with you, and that's just old fish bait. You know, I'm just sick of that. But I don't know if I've earned a new nickname or not, but I'm not going to repeat it because I don't want it to catch on. What he almost called me the other day, but. Let's just kind of forget that.
The old fire plug routine, huh?
And let's just forget that. let's forget it. But now, listen, I had been listening the last couple of days, just hadn't been able to, but what is the news on Jeremy Pruitt?
Well, there is no news
on
Jeremy Pruitt.
Is he in, out, or is he over, or what?
Most of the commentators that we have spoken to don't think he is still in the running, but I have no independent knowledge.
Well,
other than somebody told me late this afternoon that both coaching searches are about wrapped up.
Okay, well, that'll be good. And hey, Nick Saban may not even have anybody on the team right now, but they
do you think it really matters who his coordinators are anymore?
I'm about to think not. Maybe a couple of good ones. And he's the leader. He's gonna get the best. He's gonna do the most with what he's got. And he recruits well. And that's what he's done this year. And I'm not making any prediction of who's winning what next year. We can wait and watch the games and see it and see how it is come fall. Or
okay, well, cheerleader, that's exactly summer. What we are going to. Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Let's go to GE in Kentucky. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how's it going this evening?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, man, who is this AJ dude from Auburn? Is this guy joking or what? Talking about some redheaded chick at a dance. Let me tell him something. What he forgot is that redheaded chick has got 10 rings on her finger, all right? blue and orange. I didn't know we had a blue and orange. Man, what is this dude? I didn't know he was a Broncos fan. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, he's a recessed Auburn fan.
He's something, man. He's talking about a freeze coming out. He's got that right. What are they, froze on what, 4-7?
did they win 5 games last year? I can't remember.
They froze on not going to a bowl game every year. I don't know what they froze. They froze on something. Yeah, I don't know about this cat, man.
Yeah, they were 5-7. They had to beat Alabama to go to a bowl game, and they didn't quite do it. Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Randy in Memphis, you're on the air. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. This is Randy from Memphis, Tennessee, and you know my wife, the South African, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Anyways, I'm going to be short. I got my brother on the same line right here. He just wanted to hear your voice right now. We're going crazy. He's from Heber Springs. I'm from Memphis. and we listen to you every day.
Thank you.
And I want to talk to you about George Lapidus.
Okay.
And I know you know him very well, and Dave Belosian.
Sure.
We used to listen to George Lapidus every day. He had that game show going on. Do you want to play? I wish you would do that for about 30 minutes of your time. I don't know if you will or not.
No, George. Anyway, George pretty much invented this genre in Memphis. He was the first I remember that had a show. And you know, my buddies and I, we were glued to it every day.
Hey, will you do me one favor?
Yes.
Can you say hi to Tony in Heber Springs, Arkansas?
Tony.
And will you say my wife, Cheryl, which I went bald on that cruise I talked to you about earlier.
Well, to Cheryl and to Tony, hello from the studio here. They're both around.
We love you, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Great to hear from you. Let's check out William in South Carolina. Hello, William.
Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Well, thank you. Great to hear from you.
Man, Bo, last time I talked to you about Clemson, man, we didn't recruit really a few 5 stars, man, but we got Peter Woods. We got a quarterback named Christopher, I think Venezuela, something like that. I don't know how to say his name. Be honest with you, me personally, I love a lot. When we lost against Tennessee in that bowl game, a few Carolina fans, I know a few fan members, and I used to call it, we lost the Carolina Bowl. Now, I can say one thing, I really do not think we will lose against Carolina at their home game. I really don't think so. And to be honest with you, I think with our offensive coordinator and the players we recruited, I think we'll go to a national championship. That's just me, because it seems to me like Alabama's dynasty is over. Like, everybody's not really talking about Alabama a lot no more. It's either Georgia or Ohio State every now and then, but really it's more of Georgia. But I think we'd be up in that top mix since we got that new offensive coordinator, though. What do you think?
I think you're being a little bit too optimistic, but I appreciate your call. Let's take a break. More to come. Final 30 minutes. Straight ahead. You can still get in at 855-242-7285.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, we will go to legend in just a moment. First, Julie in Missouri. Hello, Julie.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Hey, I'm calling in because I need some help. I need you to help me make sense of it all.
Okay, I would be happy to.
So I know my husband, Larry, from Missouri. He used to call in all the time.
How is that old codger doing?
Well, that's why I'm calling you, because I need your help. I need your help. This is serious. He's kind of lost his way, and he doesn't call in anymore, and I know he just loved it. He just loved calling in your show and giving his opinions, and I'm wondering how we can get him back.
Well, I mean, Larry is a big Oklahoma guy, right?
He is. Boomer Sooner out there to all the Oklahomans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, by the way, for those who don't know, Larry is one of
the
more...
I love the state of Oklahoma.
He's one of the more entertaining people on...
Yeah, Larry's been... Yeah, he's got a...
Have you, Julie, by any chance, have you ever looked at any of his tweets?
No, sir, I actually have not.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, I have not. Because
everyone's different, but he's got a style on Twitter that might not agree with every woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I have not read that one. But
well, don't.
But you know what, Paul? I'm not going to throw any stones because we've all said things that, you know, maybe we wish we hadn't.
Oh, yeah, we have.
So I'm just trying to some of them deep some here, of them have and not I been know on he's public, a good guy, and I'm trying to get him back.
Okay, well, Julie, how long have you two been married?
We've been married for 20 years.
20 years. And
yeah.
Are there any
you
other...
You know what, Paul, I have an idea.
Okay.
How about we do this? Why don't I call in occasionally?
Okay. That's fine. That's good.
And I will speak for... I mean, I will call in. How about you maybe give me a chance and go from there? And then maybe Larry can...
I think, Julie, you have broken the code. Well, we will talk to you again very soon. And you tell Larry we miss him on the show. And Legend is up next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? What's going on, brother?
Larry, I'm just stunned that this poor woman doesn't know who she's married to.
I tell you what, Larry from Missouri was a great caller, man. Oklahoma needs a caller. They really do. They need a caller. Hey, Paul, I heard, what's his name? AJ? Is that his
AJ
name?
From, he's from Alabama.
Now, did he say the freeze was on or the freak was on? I didn't hear that.
I don't remember, but I thought he said the freeze was on.
Oh, I thought he said the freak was on because I've been a transfer from the Firebomb show. Now the Aubrey baby. You clowns come on here talking about Nick Saban. I promise you one thing. Nick Saban ain't never been on Backpage. I guarantee you that right there, baby. I guarantee you that right there. Y'all ain't got no morals down there in Auburn. Y'all paying off 30 coaches right now because y'all so crooked. Couldn't screw y'all in the ground if you had a bad job. Jackhammer, y'all so crooked, man. Y'all, you know it's the truth, Paul. You know there ain't never been a more corrupt university than the Pay, Laid, and Save program down in Auburn, man. You know it's the truth. You've been a journalist and broadcasting for 40 years. Who's the most corrupt university in the nation, Paul? Who is it? Tell the truth.
Legend, I'll have to get back to you on that, okay?
Plead the fifth like David Chappelle. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth!
I wouldn't mind a fifth right now. Forget plead it.
Man, I will tell you, I want to give a quick Feinbaum roster update report, if I could.
Please do.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to pass out an award to our first-string wide receiver, Squirrel. I thought he had the best call of the week with you and him talking about Gary Busey snorting cocaine.
That was good.
I just want to know one thing. Was he doing it on the urinal or on the sink? That's the only thing I want to know.
I believe he was over the sink.
Oh, okay. Thank God he wasn't over the urinal snorting it while you was interviewing him. Oh, man. That takes courage, Paul. Man, you got kahunas, man. I wouldn't even go in the bathroom with Gary Busey and start and go.
Yeah, I mean, Legend, I have a hard time believing some of the things I used to do.
Man, that's a movie scene right there, straight out of the movie. When you go, they make a movie about you, brother. They will. That needs to be in the movie right there. But I also like to promote our second string place kicker, the first string place kicker, John from Louisville. I really like John from Louisville, man. I really like John. He got his own style and everything. So he's getting promoted to place kicker. But don't miss no kicks, John, because we will take you to the flagpole. Now for the injury report, Joe Namath, a.k.a. Jim from Tuscaloosa, came back. Said he was going to take the world by storm, call every day, be the greatest caller in the world again. Well, he's blew out his knee again.
It's a bad knee.
The other day he threw a pass, hit his toe, broke his toe. So it's over for him again, Paul. He's on the injury report, man. And we had to suspend our first-string linebacker, Larry. Yeah, we had to suspend him. Found him down at the VA with a couple big heifers covered in Bengay and baby oil. So we had to suspend him. So Larry's been suspended. And lastly, AJ, who I thought Squirrel just pip-slapped the hell out of yesterday. Squirrel pip-slapped him so hard yesterday when you compared him to the roof. More like Dave Concepcion, maybe. I even be like dancing about. I don't even think he made the bat order. But finally, AJ, our fifth-string safety on the scout team, he's going to get sent down to Miami. We're going to trade him. He get kicked out the team, definitely. Hey, Paul, the dude that came on yesterday, was his name Pete Thamel?
Pete Thamel.
Told the damn truth. That's what I'm talking about, Pete Thamel. But who said it first, Paul? Who been saying the whole time that Stetson Bennett was not an NFL draft pick? Who's been saying it the whole time? I think it was a legend that's been saying it the
legend.
Whole friggin' time. Yes, Pete Thamel, I give you a black hat, dude. That's the way to friggin' bring it. Now, that's an analyst telling the damn truth that the NFL does not draft any 5'6" quarterbacks. It just don't happen. It just don't friggin' happen, man. You can forget about it, Alabama Junior. There's 50 other quarterbacks in the nation that would have won that championship with all them pros around it. If Bryce Young would have been your quarterback, you would have beat TCU 200-8. That's what you want to beat them. So, no, finally somebody told the truth about the elf on the shelf. It's over. Get you a network job at SEC Network or look for the nearest Dixie Delight restaurant chain or something, but it's over. Go into real estate, dude. That's what you do. Go into real estate. But it's over as far as the NFL, and Pete Thamel said it. That's the way to friggin' do it, baby. Woo! That deserves a friggin' black hat. Love you, dude. I'm out.
Larry is up next.
Hey, man. Look here, Larry, Missouri. You better get back on this line, boy. We love you. And you know we got something in common, Larry. I mean, you know that. I don't have to say it. But I love the way you talk to Paul. And the way
hey,
you
Larry,
it,
are you doing okay? You sound a little bit under the weather.
No, I've been having some problems, man. Just medical, you know, right? But it ain't happening. It's just,
okay.
I get it took care of.
Okay.
It's not, as long as it ain't my heart, you know. But anyway, this damn allergies, man. I don't know what's going on. I know what I cut back on Bud Light. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
What, Larry, what are you down to a day?
About 6. Man, that's bad, you know. I mean, it's like
I'm afraid that may be the problem,
know?
Larry.
I know. I got to pick it back up and see what happens.
No, those are, you're talking about 6 12 ounces or tall boys?
Yeah, tall boys, baby. Hey.
How many's in a tall boy? Is that 16 or 20?
I get 16.
Okay, so you're down to 6 16-ounce beers a day.
Six tall boys. That ain't good. But I get it back. And just when I call, you know, I got to pump it up a little.
Okay.
But what did Larry Missouri used to say to you all the time?
He would call in, and I would say, Larry from Missouri, how you doing, Larry? He would go, great, great.
Yeah, man, we love you, Larry. Come on, boy, get back on here. All right, Paul.
Okay, well, hey, Larry, take care of yourself. I'm a little bit worried about you. Well, head to the break right now. We still have a few minutes to go, and we hope you'll give us a ring.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.